Welcome to the Beauty Pro Wellness Podcast, the podcast that mixes wellness with personal development tips and info specifically for beauty industry professionals. I'm your host, Abby O'Sullivan, a longtime esthetician and lash artist turned wellness coach. With burnout and health issues on the rise amongst my beauty pro friends, I know we need a space to come together, to learn, support each other, and get the push you need to take care of your health. Together, we'll dive into topics like mobility training for a less achy body, managing stress in the chaos of running a business and handling clients, setting up your self-care routines, and so much more. You deserve to feel as good as your clients do when they leave you. Let's make time for you, starting with this podcast. Hey there, welcome back to the Beauty Pro Wellness Podcast. Today, I am introducing you to your new beauty industry BFF, Marisol Orellana. She is a makeup artist and owner of Marisol's Vanity Room in Springfield, Missouri, which also happens to be my town. And we've connected on Facebook, where we really connected through this podcast episode. I was like, we have so much in common. We talk about a lot of the same things. And what her mission is really is not just educating fellow beauty professionals and clients about makeup, but she's really all about community and collaboration over competition. And she is here sharing her journey in the makeup industry as a makeup artist over the last 20 years. She is sharing that journey with you today on the podcast. There's so many good nuggets of wisdom. And I know that if you have ever struggled or felt alone in your journey as a beauty professional, as a business owner, you're going to want to tune in. You're going to feel very supported by what she's talking about. You're going to feel supported by her in the beauty industry. And I want you to know that she would absolutely give me permission to say this, but like, reach out. You know, if you want a friend in the industry, reach out to Marisol. And with that, enjoy the episode.
Yeah. So, yeah. You got it.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be here and like, yes, just kind of chatting with you. So I'm excited. Yes. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming on. I'm very much looking forward to hearing your story for fellow beauty professionals or up and coming beauty professionals that are getting into the business. Maybe they're in school right now. Maybe they're just fresh out of school, or maybe they just want some inspiration of somebody who has been in the industry for a really long time and you've opened up your own business. And I know that comes with the highs and the challenges. So we're going to just talk all about that today. Yes. So first tell me, you know, tell the listeners what it is that you do and a little bit about your background, like how long you've been in the industry and all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Marisol. I am the owner of Marisol's Vanity Room, and my new makeup studio here is called Vanity Girl Makeup Studio here in Springfield. I started out in makeup almost 20 years ago, right after high school. I went to makeup school in Florida, Fort Lauderdale to be exact. And there was a full course program for makeup at the time. And honestly, out of high school, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I just knew I loved fashion and makeup and just feeling pretty. And my sister is the one who ultimately encouraged me to go take a tour of the school. And I fell in love with it. I took the course and I've literally been doing makeup ever since. I started out freelancing, just working with photographers, just to build up my portfolio. Because when you're a new artist, no one really truly wants to just pay you out of, you know what I mean? Until you have some type of experience. So I started to really build up my experience working with photography and just doing like random events for people that just needed makeup. And that's how I started to build my portfolio and then building up relationships with people so that I can get into the more paid side of things. Cause I really loved it and I did want to make it a career, but I didn't know if it would be successful or not. But one thing I learned was being very consistent and putting yourself out there was what really helped me kind of catapult my artistry, because I got to practice a lot. I got to network with quite a bit of amazing people in the industry in Florida. So it kind of just all started there. And then when I wanted to go into like retail, I started working for Macy's. I was working for a brand called Prescriptives at the time, which was owned by Estee Lauder. So I really wanted to get my foot in the door with retail because I loved makeup products as well, and I loved skincare. So I kind of have this background of like working for many different brands. So I've worked for Macy's, I've worked for Dillard's, MAC, Ulta, Sephora. And then going through that whole retail state of my career, I really realized I love the teaching aspect of makeup because I was constantly working one-on-one with clients. And that's where my beauty education side comes into play and why I'm so passionate about it, because I just remember when I was in makeup school, I said, wow, I want a makeup school one day, and or I want a makeup studio. And I really want to share this gift with other people because it's such a fun thing to know. I mean, makeup is supposed to be fun and transformative. And that's the reason why I have been doing this for so long, because I absolutely love it. It does not feel like work to me. I'm super excited every time I get to like sit in with a client or a bride. So it's just one of those things where like, I'm just super passionate about this business, and I have all this experience that I truly want to share with other up and coming artists. So currently what I do is I offer mentorship to future beauty professionals. I mentor them. I teach them about the business. I bring them on when I go on location and things like that. So that's how I got more into like the beauty education side of it. So that's kind of where I'm sitting right now in my career. Is I specialize in bridal and I specialize in beauty education. So that's kind of how I got started. I just kind of was like all over the place and just really put myself out there. And I just want to continue to do that for new and up and coming artists, because I want to be the person that I didn't have growing up or working in the industry. Cause there's not a lot of people. Everyone's kind of, they can be gatekeepers. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I mean, especially I mean, I know that I kind of was too at some point, because it's like, you work so hard for like what you do to get the education that you got and the clients that you got. And then when people, like some people are really willing to work for it too, and some people just want it handed to them. And it's like, no girl, like I worked for all of this. Like, I'm not just going to give you the answer. Like, you can come take a course with me and I will teach you everything I know. Yes. And then I will support you. So I definitely went through that myself when I was becoming, when I was starting to think about education. And like before that, when people would ask me, I'm like, I'm just like so busy with clients, I don't have time for this, you know? And but there's also like the attitude of just like people just plain being snobby too. And I would say like, it seems a little bit more collaborative these days.
Yes.
Feels like it's going that way.
Yeah. I definitely agree with that. Cause I feel like, I mean, I think when you're up and coming and like the beauty industry, it's such a big industry, and yes, there's a lot, it's very saturated and there's a lot of competition per se. And I think when you get out of the mindset of like, this person's no longer my competition, but somebody I can collaborate with, because I think of like the abundance that comes with giving and sharing. And that's been my mindset, that like, I do what I do and there's only one me that can do that. And then this next person, I can only encourage them to either be a better artist or a better businesswoman, or, you know, just be a better person in general, just by like inspiring them through my own actions. And that's how I see it now as I've gotten older. And I'm like, I want to collaborate. I want to network with people. I want to meet new faces. I want to make new connections, find new opportunities, because it just goes back to like, that's how you build a business. If you try to like keep it all to yourself, you kind of keep yourself closed off in this bubble, and you don't really open yourself up to those opportunities. So I try to teach that to my mentees, that it's important to really put yourself out there. Absolutely. In the beginning, if you're not getting paid, that's fine. As long as you're building the experience and you're growing in your artistry, that is ultimately what's going to help you get that return on your investment later on, as long as you put in the work now. So that's kind of my mindset now with that.
Yeah. It's hard too for people who are just starting out. You know, and I see this a lot in the Facebook groups too, is it is hard to do free services, and depending on what it is, but you're like, you're still using your product and your time. There's, it's kind of like that catch in your brain where you're like, well, I know I need to do this, but like, also I need to make money. But we also need to think about like how to support ourselves, you know, while we're building. So like, if you have to have another job or whatever, But I'm sure just like by putting yourself out there constantly and constantly, especially in person, like I know you like to network in person. And that was huge for me as well. When I was new, is like really seeing people face to face, making connections with like cross promoting in the industry, like a hairstylist and a nail tech. Like we were our referral network, essentially helping each other build. And those were all in person, like local connections for my brick and mortar business that really helped me like also develop like personally, you know, like kind of get out of your shell and like you just have to do the thing over and over as uncomfortable as it is and just keep putting yourself out there. And the more that people get to know you, like they think of you and then, you know, and they like you, like when you're in those networking groups and you're putting your good energy out into the world. And if you're a likable person, generally, like, you know, if you're not a dick, then like people are going to think of you and then you can continue to build. So it's like, it's social media is so prevalent and people think like, all I need to do is just like copy the fancy reels and like post all day on social media. And that is just like one small part of it. When we are in doing in-person services, it's so much about like the connections you can make. And, and I love that you just said like flat out, it was the consistency that you had putting yourself out there over and over and over. And I'm sure also like probably depending on your personality type too, like some people may feel like they, that no hits them a little harder, you know, the rejection or whatever, but like it builds that resilience and like it the does. Grit to just like keep going and keep going. And you just, you're like, I know what I'm doing is what I want to do. So I just got to keep going.
Yes. And rejection is hard in this industry because like I said, with artistry, I mean, we have a million lash techs. We have massage that we
and
have.
It's subjective too.
It like, is. You know what I mean? And that's why it's so important to build like a strong connection with your client and not just make them feel like they're just, you know,
transaction
paying your bills. Like they're actually a part of your world too. And I think that's why I've had such good return on clients that have been with me for years now, because I feel like, you know, they know my life. I know their life. I know how to have that balance of like sharing personal, but also still keeping it professional. And I think that's where a lot of up and coming beauty professionals kind of like, that's a challenge for them because they want to get too personal and then it may, you know, be uncomfortable or, you know what I mean? So I try to make sure there's a nice even balance of like, I still want to be invested in your life and know how are your kids? How's your mom? But versus like, you know, I don't want to know all your drama, but if that's what you, you know, what do you say when you go to your hair girl and you just like let it all out? Like I'm open to that. I'll receive it, but I also still want them to know that you're not just coming here to like, you know, spill also, it all out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still your girl. I'm still
girl, your friend. I know. In the lash room, it is like, it, I mean, we joke that it's like, all right, well, there was also your therapy today. Like we just tack that onto your bill. And it's funny because like, I do like to get into deeper conversations, but I also sometimes just have to concentrate on my work. And I also sometimes just have things, you know, like maybe I'm kind of tired that day. And so I'm kind of like hoping they'll just take a nap. So, I mean, I have that luxury that they're laying there. I have the luxury of my clients just laying there, like with their eyes closed.
Yeah. So like sometimes we can just kind of. Nap or is today a conversation?
Right.
So
exactly.
I totally get it. I
like
love
if
that.
My clients could just fall do their makeup.
Just let me just do my job today.
and really like I think that's one of the beautiful things too. So is actually, I want to go back to, when we were talking about educating, when you were saying like talking about just collaboration and all of that. And that was a mindset shift for me as well, as like when people were asking me questions and I eventually started to think about like, what was the next step for me in my lash career?
Yeah.
And it was like education. And when I started to think about like how this service changed my life, I mean, I went to aesthetic school. I also loved makeup. Like I just, I mean, we actually got to use Jane Iredale in school, which is like,
oh, nice.
You know, high end.
What school did you go to?
I went to a Vatterott college in Joplin back when Vatterott was a thing and Vatterott had an aesthetics program back in, it was like 2008 and they had a new facility. And we just happened to have, I think because of one of our teachers was a rep for a more like spa and type skincare line. It's called Pavonia. I don't even know. Like, I haven't
Oh, I
looked
know
them up
that
in,
brand.
I was gonna say, I haven't looked them up in years, and they weren't ex they were it was very like calm spa. It wasn't, like aggressive med spa stuff like, people complain with today, but good stuff. And I loved makeup, and I just think it's amazing, like even going to aesthetic school, like the amount of opportunity that there is in the industry in general. Like, you can do so many different things as a makeup artist as well. You could go so many different ways with it. So there's an abundance of opportunity. And when I was thinking about getting into educating people with lashes, I was thinking like how much that had changed my life. Like, I had gotten divorced a couple of years, like within a few years before that. And I was just starting to finally get busy. Like, I had been on my own for over a year or so. Luckily, I did have, I was married, so I did have some support there. But like, I was just starting to be able to pay my bills when we were getting divorced. So like, thank goodness the clients were finally coming in, my relationships were kicking in, and I just received a lot of support. And I was also like one of three lash people in this town. Like, I was still doing facials, but that really was obviously set me apart. But I was thinking like how much this changed my life, and I was able to support myself, and how cool that is once I started teaching lashes to be able to give people either a new avenue for income in their business or just a whole new career and something that they truly, if they wanted to, and if they're really, you got to be good at it, but like if you really wanted to, you could set yourself up. And I've always been so grateful for that in this industry of like, fucking eyelashes. Just fucking eyelashes.
The whole
Like, that's what
thing.
I do. That's
I
how I made my
know.
that's how I supported myself all these
I
years.
know.
And people like, I mean,
Wow.
and I would meet people in like a coffee shop or something when I moved around a little bit. And usually a guy could be like, eyelash extensions, really? You can make a living doing that? I'd be like, yeah, bitch, like it's a million
You're
dollar,
like,
it's
I
a
got
billion
this.
dollar industry. Are you not up? Do you not know how women spend? Hello. Your wife
Exactly.
must
And
keep it
that's what I
from you.
love about it. I mean, if you think about it, the beauty industry, even like in the Great Depression, women were still buying their lipstick because they wanted to
Exactly. I
feel
love that
good.
story too. Yes,
You know what I mean?
exactly.
Like, I share that story because it's like, if you think about it, we are in the new age depression. If you think about like where the economy is, even though like people are like, oh, well, you shouldn't be able to, or you can't afford getting whatever lashes. But like, if it makes me feel good and I want to spend that money to
I'm
like
gonna
make
afford it.
myself feel good, I'm going to spend that 120 bucks to feel good. You know what I mean? So I think it's so great because that's the power that the beauty industry has. Like, you could be having a shit week and then being like, you know what? I'm going to go get my nails done. I'm going to go get my hair done. I'm going to just pamper myself because I deserve it. And you only live once. So whatever, money comes and goes. You know what I mean? So I
Exactly.
think that's why I love it. So.
Yes, I love that. It is so cool, like coming back to the client thing, to be able to make people just feel it feels so simple to us. Like,
Yeah.
it seems so simple because we're just
Does.
kind of in it every day. But I know how much of a difference lashes makes for me. And so being able to do that for people, and I mean, I had an experience at one of the retail stores with somebody who actually like did my foundation, recommended something, and did it for me in a way that, like, I still remember to this day. I was like, that was the best experience that I've had in a long time. Like in one of the bigger like chain stores where I don't really like to sit down and have just random ass people like touching my face and stuff. I don't like to look for makeup. It's like jean shopping or something. So
Very
it's,
personal.
yeah, it can make such a difference to people in their self-confidence and just knowing how to, apply it correctly too. Getting those
And it's like what
tips.
you said, it's the experience, like creating an experience for somebody. It's all about like not just building confidence in them, because a lot of times I'm not gonna lie, I get women who are not very confident when they sit in my chair. They'll sit there and rip themselves apart, and I'm like, girl, stop doing that. Like, you're beautiful, you know. And I always ask them, like, what are your favorite features? Let's play those up. Let's, you know, and it, creating a fun experience for them where it's just like I'm not changing the way they look, but changing the way they look at themselves is kind of where I feel makeup is very powerful, because it's not about just transforming you into a whole different person. It's also about being like, hey, You are still that bitch. You look good. You just need a little bit of eyelashes, a little mascara, and you're good, you know? And I feel like for me, like I said, having those type of women in my chair, and then sometimes they'll sit there and cry, like when they're done with their makeup, and I'm like, don't cry. But I get it, you know, it's an emotional experience. And I feel like when you create those emotional experiences and connections with your clients, those are the ones that are going to always be ride or die for you, because they're going to remember how you made them feel in your seat. And that's, I feel, why I have such a strong network of women that support me. And that makes me feel good, because I know if I was in the seat, I would want to be made to feel that way as well, you know? So that's always my goal, to make sure that they walk out of here and they remember that Marisol made me feel this way. She taught me this. And all my feedback has always been like, I always learn something when I'm in your seat. And for me, that's the biggest reward, because I'm here to serve. That's just how I feel. Like, my goal in life is to serve people. And if it's through makeup or teaching, I'm doing my job. I'm living my purpose. And I truly feel that now that I've gotten older and I've gone through the growth, and I've done the same thing. I've gone through my separation. I've gone through, you know, my trials and tribulations, but ultimately I did not let anything stop me, you know, to get where I am today. And I obviously feel like I always want to like pay that forward to like the people that support me in my business, because this wouldn't be possible, you know, without them. So I always just want to give a little extra and go above and beyond always for my clients. So,
I love that.
you
Really
know.
tap, really like tapping into the reason why and like the purpose behind that. And I know when people are in school or when they're first learning, it's hard. There's a lot of noise and you're worried about like passing state boards, or you're just worried about getting clients and getting your name out there. And it can get really messy in your own head. And I think that's really beautiful to just be able to like constantly just connect back to what you really want to do this for, and like why you're doing it. And it's not just about the, like, yes, we love what we do and we want to make a living at it too, obviously,
Absolutely.
but it's like it's not just solely about I only do this for money, you
Exactly.
know?
Exactly.
like
Because
this
let me tell you
is
something. If you're in business just to make money, then you probably shouldn't be in business, is my theory. You know what I mean? If that's your only driving force, you're more likely, I feel, to fail and give up quicker than to actually stay in it for the real true purpose of what you're trying to achieve, you know? So I definitely agree with that 100%. You have to, you know.
And of course, we're not saying like you shouldn't be able to earn a living or keep that
Absolutely not.
shitty ass job that's underpaying you or anything like that. No. But like it is, especially these days, and with the amount of people that coming out of the schools and the way that just things are in general in the States, or maybe in the world, but we'll just stick to the States because that's where we live. It can be kind of discouraging. And so, yeah, I agree. I feel like people see lash extensions as like the, or maybe even like permanent makeup, like, or makeup itself, like, well, it looks easy. It looks like you can make some bag doing that. Let me just go take a little certification and then I'll be ready to go. But it actually takes some fucking skill to do
It
any of
does.
these things, and
It
a
really
lot of
does.
patience and a lot of
Patience
time. And I'm just
and
like,
money.
yeah, exactly.
You
I'm
got
like,
to invest. You got to
you gotta
invest in your business.
invest exactly in yourself and your business and your products in a little, I mean, marketing here and there, but it just depends on what you're doing. But you have to put a lot of time and energy into it. It's not just like you don't get out of school, get licensed, and suddenly have a fucking full book just because you announced your business was open. Nobody gives a shit. Also, the Facebook algorithm is going to bury that just as fast as you can spit
No, it's so true. It's
it out.
absolutely
Not
true.
to
And
be
I've
negative,
always,
but I'm just saying, like, it's
no,
not
you're
just
right. You're
like you snap your
completely right.
fingers.
And be
So
like,
let's talk about business, which I mean, it would be so great if it was just like that, but
I wish.
you know, and
Only
like
took me
the
20 years to figure it out.
right. I know, I totally get it. And I've started different types of businesses where I'm just like, well, it's me. Like people should just want to work with me. And I'm like, oh, it's just really, it's a journey. Just enjoy the journey, Abby. Well, and
But
especially
that's the
when you're used
confidence you have in yourself, which is what you need ultimately to drive. You know what I
delusional.
mean? Yes,
Well,
it's a
you know,
compliment. It really is.
it's like I take what I've had in the lash industry, what I have now, what I have now. Now what I have, not like the little, oh, please come to me, you know, like baby lash art, just like what I have now. And I'm thinking, yeah. And then, you know, like I got the humble pie just a little bit in the face. And I was like, okay, let's just take a step back here and just like bring the energy, but also know it's just going to take a little bit of time, just like any business will. But let's talk about that. So you tell me about your experience. When did you move here? How did you end
So
up in Springfield, Missouri? It's really my question.
So I have lived pretty much all over. I've lived in New York. I lived in Florida. I'm originally from New Orleans, Louisiana. I lived there for a while growing up, and then I lived here in Missouri. I was kind of back and forth because of my mom's husband. So we just kind of were like always relocating because of work. But yeah, I lived out here for a short period of time. Never thought I'd come back to the Midwest because I was always such a big city girl. New York was like my city. I was like, I'm gonna go to New York, I'm gonna be a celebrity makeup artist. And then I decided to relocate and go to Jersey for a little bit. Ended up hating it, and I was like, Jersey is not for me. So I called my sister, who was living here in Missouri at the time, and she was in the Coast Guard, so she had been relocated out here because of her best friend. So I was like, hey, can I come just kind of like, feel things out and see where I want to go next? Because I originally would have wanted to go to California, but realistically it was so expensive and I didn't really have much, and I was like, okay, let me just come out here and try to like work on myself and then kind of figure it out. And then that was back in like 2014. So I've been here for quite some time now. And honestly, after I had my kids, I was just kind of like, okay, it's time to just like plant some roots, figure out what the next step is. I was already really doing well in my freelance career. I was working for Sephora for many years and I was teaching there. And then once COVID hit, I was with MAC at the time and they put us on furlough for like 6, 7 months. And then once that was all done, they just said, okay, we're letting everybody go. And
Yeah,
that
that
was
was
like my
so
sink or
shitty.
swim.
Ugh,
Yeah, it
that was
was my
so
sink or swim
shitty.
moment. I was like, either I'm going to make something happen for myself and go off and start my business, like legit, just by myself and see what happens. And I did. I started working from home. I built a makeup studio in my house. And little by little, just like people that had worked with me from the past were, referring clients to me. And I was starting to build up my bridal business. And before I knew it, I was like, okay, this is really like, taking off. I need to now separate my home from my business. So my goal was to have a space where clients could come, it'd be a professional space, it'd be, a fun environment for them to be in. And yeah, right after that, after I had my separation from my kid's father, I was like, I have to hustle because now I'm a single mom. I have to make shit happen. And I don't have the support from that person, so I have to do this now or never. And I knew I wanted to be my own boss. I knew I wanted to have my own hours. I knew I wanted to have the flexibility to come and go as I please. And I've just never been the kind of person that wanted to like build somebody else's dream because I was always that very just
I
like,
feel
I'm gonna
that.
make shit happen,
I feel
And
that
I've
deep in my soul.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel it. It's gonna work out. And I honestly didn't know how it was gonna work out. I was like, how am I gonna get the funds to start this business? How am I gonna make the right financial choices so that I don't go under? Because a lot of times when you start a new business, you think like, wow, that's gonna be a hefty investment. But I try to be smart. I got a private investor, which was my sister, and she has always told me, if when you're ready for your space, I will invest in it and I will get you up and running. And that's what she did for me.
I
And
love that so much because she also sounds like she encouraged you in the beginning too. And I was gonna ask, like, what made her, what would have prompted that? Were you already into makeup growing up? Like, you were already doing it. And so she was just like, she's that person who's like, hello, shining the spotlight, like, girl, go this way.
Really, I mean, honestly, I feel like my love for makeup came from her because my sister's so gorgeous. And I remember growing up and thinking, oh my God, she's so pretty. I want to wear makeup like her. I want to do my hair. Like, I just love that whole environment of just being pretty, I guess, or feeling good. You know what I mean? And when I would see her, I'm just like, oh, I want to be like that. So I would wear like my dark liner like her, and I would wear my eyeliner.
Yeah.
And then when she told me, she's like, hey, why don't you go to school for makeup? And I was just like, is that even a thing? You know, at the
Right.
time, I was
Oh,
like,
I told,
I
yes,
make
that's
a
exactly what I
living.
thought about aesthetic school. I was going to go to massage school, but I was like,
Yeah.
well, I like that, but I don't want to like touch people's bodies that
Yeah.
much. When I saw that aesthetic school was a thing, I was like, I didn't know you could go to school to like play with people's
Yeah,
faces and put and like
exactly.
puts and just, yeah, it's so
Yeah, I thought
amazing.
it was pretty cool. And when I, like I said, I toured the school and I fell in love and I was like, this is what I want to do. And I've always like, I guess, had a natural talent for art because I grew up around very artsy people. Like a lot of my sisters can draw. My mom paints. She's a homemaker. Like she would literally paint murals in our house. Like she was just always very like artistic. And I always kind of fed off of that. And I was like, I don't know how to draw, but I can paint. I can paint some faces, you know? So
Yeah.
it was pretty fun. I loved makeup school. I learned quite a bit. And I'm very glad I took that step and I listened to my sister because I honestly don't really know what avenue I would have taken if I had not gone down that road. And
Yeah.
I'm very thankful for her, for the investments, for her and believing in me, encouraging me, because we all need somebody like that at the end of the day.
That's
You know what I
exactly
mean?
what I was going to say. Yes. And I
So.
have a really good relationship with my sister as well. We're 9 years apart and we're half sisters. So like it's definitely not always been like obviously like it is now where we're both
Yeah.
grown-ups,
Oh, yeah.
but we're both business-minded, like love
Yes.
that whole like building a business. And I don't
I
know if you know
love
anything
that.
about like human design, but like our human designs are compatible in the way of like projector versus like generator. And so she can like
Yes.
see the big picture and like organizational. And I'm like, we like, let's do this and we let's do that. And so if I'm just bringing that, then like we're pretty good.
Yeah,
And
sounds
he,
like me. It's a
yeah.
balance.
Yeah. And so it's been really fun, especially since like, I mean, not that that's all we talk about, but I love that we can talk about that. And
Yes.
then, you know, like
Yes.
we're kind of each other's people for that
Yeah.
because not everyone understands that
Business
journey
talk.
and the business talk. And like we talk about AI and all these apps and this and that. And like, you know, and just we
Yeah.
have a language that, you know, sometimes if I tell other people, they're kind of like, it's not that they're not interested. But you know, just the conversation might not be the same. Like, I don't know, it's fine. But
Yes,
yeah,
I
but
agree.
it's so nice to have somebody like just period in your corner that is rooting for you and will also be real with you in that nice way whenever we need it. Because
Yeah.
like, especially if you're like me, sometimes we do have to be brought down back closer to earth, just like a little bit, just like pull that balloon string down just a little bit closer.
Little bit. Like, let's be a little more realistic than optimistic right now.
Right.
Like,
Like,
what's real?
right. Where I'm like, this will be really, really great. Okay. Well, how are you going to make that happen? Like, actually. And I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, I don't
I
know. We'll
know.
figure it
And
out.
I've always been like that too. I'm like, I don't know how I'm gonna make it happen, but it's gonna happen. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's a mindset. It's a shift you have to make in your life to go, because a lot of people do, like you said, when you're starting out in business, it's like you start to lose that, like, I don't want to say like fire, but you start to feel discouraged in a way, because you're like, here you are, you have these big dreams, like right out of school. I remember when I came out of school, I wanted to go work for Mac, and they were like, no, girl, you need some experience, you know? So that's how it is. I used to teach for Paul Mitchell. So, and I actually taught the aesthetics program. I did their makeup program there.
Okay,
And
cool.
I just remember a lot of them, you know, I would always ask them, like, so what are your plans after school? Like, what are your goals? Like, how do you feel like you're going to get there and achieve those? Like, do you have the support? Like, what's your plan? You know, because if you don't have somebody asking you those questions and you're just going into it blindly, you're just thinking, oh, I'm just going to open up a cute space. I'm going to have all these clients. It's just going to happen. And that's not realistically how it works, you know? So I would always tell them, like, start maybe under somebody, start under in like a salon in a small space until you can build up your clientele, build up your portfolio, build up your relationships. So that way, when you are ready to go into like a full-on space, you can be responsible for your space, you can afford your space, and you can be able to continue to build off of your space just by like building up that momentum, because you're not just going to get out of school and get a space. I mean, unless you have family that wants to, you know, invest and make it that hefty investment for you, then go ahead. But I usually don't think that is the smartest choice. So I was just trying to encourage them, start under somebody, you know, get that like level of experience first before you have enough confidence to go off on your own. Because once you're off on your own, it's you're by yourself. You have to figure it out from there.
Yeah.
So
I agree, because it's it seems like quote glamorous, you know, to have your own thing, and that's the only way to make money or whatever. And I totally get that there are a variety of employment situations. Like there is some heinous shit going on out there, some illegal shit going on out there, and just some flat out, just like lack of integrity. And then there are some really great employees. There's going to be great employers too. And there's going to be people who are willing to like listen and grow and learn and blah, blah, blah. But you know, an aesthetic school is really just designed to help you pass the state board. Like they don't have to teach anything else, but it is nice to have somebody come in. Like, I mean, I loved my school. I got what I needed from it. Did we talk about this type of stuff? No,
No,
I did get, I got a, at least what I needed to get out on my own, you know, and not on my own. I went and I worked at a resort spa and somewhere else for a little while, but you know, I got what I needed, like education wise, because I guess my expectations weren't that it was going to teach me everything I knew. I don't really know. I don't, it was a long time ago. I don't remember people, but like, you know, like schools are and schools offer a variety of experiences too. And I just think, I, like having people come in and that can actually share the real, because they need it. And it's not to like squash people's dreams. Like I have been asked if I wanted to come talk about lashes, and I'm like, no, not in the sense that you want me to talk about lashes. I don't have that same like drive to teach people lashes anymore, but I do have a drive to talk to them about boundaries and self-worth and taking care of yourself and, you know, like stuff that's also important when you're doing business and dealing with people. And so I have, you know, I might be a little bit jaded about certain things, you know, and they're like, and you know, they're like, and I'm like, okay, that's cool. Like,
totally.
It's cool. Cause that's what I talk about. I'm not going to come in and just, I don't really want to show lashes because like, guess what? That's not going to teach them shit. Like me just demoing. No, like, sorry.
But that's where your business fills in that gap. You know what I'm saying? Because they're already getting the education side. Whereas like now they probably need somebody who can teach them the business and the wellness side of like taking care of your mental, you know, health, your physical health. Like, I think all that's important because, you know, like if you're a lash tech, you're like bending over all day. Like that takes a lot on your body. You know, I'm on my feet for hours at a time when I'm doing bridal parties. You know, I don't eat. I get to go to the bathroom maybe like twice.
It's the same, drinking, just different. You know?
Exactly. Like it takes a toll. It's definitely, as I've gotten older, it's taken a toll on my body, which why I love what you're doing, because you have to definitely incorporate all the wellness side of your, you know, your well-being. You got to take care of yourself because it's not just about getting up and hustling every day. It's also about how can I also take care of myself so I can continue to hustle? You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. Like, that's really the whole point. Like, how can I make this, because there's just been points where I really didn't like what I did anymore. And I really was just annoyed with my clients, and not because it was them. It was because it was me. I was really tired and my body was really hurting, and I was booked to back to back, and I just didn't have any time. And you get those people who unload on you day, like one after another. Yeah. If you have a day like that, or like just somebody who maybe their lashes are a little bit more difficult. Like there's nothing wrong with any of this. It's just, it does take a toll on your emotional being as well. And we can do all the like, you know, like have crystals and this and that, but we actually have to also take time to utilize whatever resources you want, but like to reset your energy and just like, like,
I'm glad you bring that up, because I'm a very like, I'm all about energy and I absorb energy pretty like heavy. I've always been like that since I was younger. I'm a big empath. Like I'm just one of those people that like,
that's why you're in the beauty industry,
you know, and being in this industry, like you said, sometimes people will unload or people like you're just back to back constantly and you're taking in all this information. And then like, by the time you get home, you just feel so depleted. You're just like, I'm going to go hide in my room, watch some Netflix and pass
Yes,
out, you
exactly,
know, for sure.
and there's really like there's nothing wrong with that. And it took me so long to realize really what was happening. And I mean, there's so many reasons why, because there's all, you know, like what I grew up with and the constructs and the hustle culture, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, your self-worth and your value on productivity, blah, blah, blah. But it just took me so long to figure out like, oh, and when I started to rearrange my schedule and I have like kind of like that long day, it's like, I just know that's not a day that I plan for other things, because I might just be a little bit, I just might need to be a slug on the couch that night and just let myself chill. And I can, you know, do some, you know, stretching or like whatever, you know, make sure I eat a good dinner and all that stuff. But it's okay if I don't have a lot else to give. Because we
it's
kind of
a reset.
We've been talking all day. But it is, it's a lot more important to me now to have the time in between. I just posted a reel about this today. I was like, I made up all these terms, no breaks, Nina. And sacrifice
like
myself,
me.
Sydney. And what was the other one? There was like three of them. And I like the sacrifice myself, Sydney too, because it's like, that's exactly what you're doing. It's like,
you are.
It's like, I'm literally trying in the heyday. I'm trying to go to the, I'm trying to go to the bathroom, eat a couple bites of food and breathe correctly all in like a space of 5 minutes. And now it's just so much more important for me to take a little bit of time so that I don't feel like I'm rushing my clients. I don't feel like I'm rushing myself. So my hands can have a break. So my body can have a break. And it just, it's improved everything else. And along with that, it's not just that one simple thing. Obviously, along with that is being able to structure your pricing and being able to stick to your boundaries and knowing when you're overextending yourself and then deciding if you're okay with it short term or long term or whatever. I mean, just having a little bit more awareness around that. And when you first get in, like, you're just like, whatever, like, come
and
at me, like, whatever you want.
And that's really the struggle of like working for yourself, finding that balance, creating those boundaries, not just for yourself, but for your clients too. Like you said, like, I feel like I am one of those people, sometimes I'll overextend. Like, I'll be like, say for instance, on a Saturday, I get a last minute person's like, hey, do you have availability for makeup? And I literally just work like an 8 hour day. And I'm like, yeah, I can get you in. I can take one more, just because, you know, I try to be that like that. But then there's times I'm like, sorry, girl, I'm done for the day. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm also learning to create those boundaries too, because I do want to just like service everybody if I can. But if my body is saying, girl, go home and rest, then I need to listen to that too and not overextend. And, you know, I need to have the energy for the following day. Because, you know, sometimes days are back to back and you're just like, okay.
Yeah. And your work,
just take a moment.
Well, for me, like my work starts, it doesn't necessarily suffer, but it feels like so much more of a struggle. Because it's like, I feel like I could probably do lashes in my sleep, but my my body is kind of like get up and move, or like, like you're tired of this. And I don't care. I've had the fanciest fucking chair and like decent bed, you know, like whatever. it just, it's at some point it's like, I just can't sit there quite that long anymore. But anyway, back, I want to talk about you and your sister being business partners, because I could, like, it's family. So sometimes, you know, that could be tricky. Have there been some challenges that you weren't expecting, or that, you know, like came as a surprise, or not even maybe a challenge? Maybe it was like a total awesome thing that's come out of it.
So technically my sister is just an investor in my business. As far as like partnership, when I did open the space, I did partner up with somebody else, and that was ultimately for us to kind of help each other grow in our businesses. It was more of like a, hey, let's have each other's back on this so that we can both build our businesses and really kind of like put ourselves out there and build a brand. Cause for me, I will say this, there's definitely been some challenges from beginning to like when I first started opening the space till now. And I'm glad that I've gone through a lot of those like ups and downs with my partner, just because I feel like it was needed. It was necessary in order for me to kind of reflect and be like, okay, what do I want to do different in the future? Do I want to partner up with somebody? Do I want to just do this by myself? And I would love to be able to say that it's been a harmonious partnership, but it really, it's been a little more not so harmonious. And that's okay, you know, and like, there's no hard feelings, especially when things don't work out with somebody. All I can do is just learn and take both perspectives in and hope that in the future I can make a better, wiser choice on who I do go into business with, because I feel like it's very vital. If you are trying to create a brand and you're trying to create a big name for yourself. And for me, like, my goal is to be the place for beauty education for future professionals. Because if you think about it, there's not a lot of that out here. So I want to be in business and in partnership with somebody who also is passionate and respects my business the same, you know, that I would respect theirs. So I will say for anybody listening, definitely take the time to know who you are going into business with. Definitely make sure you guys are on the same page, because sometimes, you know, you think, oh, we have this desire to do well, but then things just don't line up. And that's okay. You know, that's the beauty of like learning from those mistakes and just being like, this didn't work out. No hard feelings. Let's, you know. But as far as like being in like business, like just for myself, I feel like I'm a little bit stronger on my own, because I'm very like in control, and I want to be like in control of like how I operate my business, how I want to do things without having to feel like you're walking on eggshells around somebody. You know, that's why it's important you choose the right people to be in your corner versus just going off the initial feeling of like, oh, we'll be great, but not really sitting down and having the right conversation before going into business together. So I definitely encourage people to, if you want to start and go into a partnership, just really do the research and really have the tough conversations before, because it could definitely affect things later on in your business that you probably, well, you'll regret a little bit, but hey, you learn from your mistakes and you just have to move on from that. So
yes,
definitely choose wisely, I will say.
I can definitely relate. There was no official paperwork, and that's also part of the problem. But also then in the end, it made it very easy to just, you know, split. But I did get into a type of partnership when I moved to Nashville. And, you know, it's like kind of had the same overall goal, but our morals were very different in the way we wanted to market. And it was my talent and my reputation that I felt like was keeping that afloat. And so the way somebody else wanted to do business, I was like, I just can't, that's so not me. And I can't be a part of that.
I can completely agree with that. And it's so important how you want to market your business, you know? It really does suck, because you're like, oh, you have all this hope that things are just going to be all fine and dandy. But I feel like people who go through those like challenging type of partnerships, those are meant to happen so that your future can thrive a little bit better, if that makes sense.
You know what I mean? You know what? That's such a great point. Yes. Because listen, if we didn't go through it, we couldn't share about it now to everybody else.
Exactly. You couldn't be
we
like,
can
hey,
turn
girl,
the pain into gain. But you know? Also, what I had reflected on was that I just completely manifested that for myself. Like, if you're into that type of thing, but like,
I wanted we can talk about that all day.
I wanted a partnership, and it was specifically thinking, like, how cool would it be to have a male partner? Like, I was thinking more like a romantic, I think. Because I had been married, and I did have the ex who did pay for my lash class, but then and supported me, you know, like supported me in life, but then also made comments that made me feel like what I wasn't doing wasn't good enough. Well, we're never going to be millionaires. And it's like, well, I don't even know when I said that that was one of my goals. Looking back, I think maybe that's why I thought like that would have been really cool to have that partner. And then I was presented with somebody when I was a trainer for a lash brand that was looking to open a lash studio. And it was a guy who was fairly attractive, who was like, you know, at the time I thought he was right. Now I'm just like, bleh. But like, now I'm like, what was I thinking?
Like,
no, I mean, he is kind of pretty, but like, he was also my age. And we met at like a Panera, and I sat down and I was like, this guy wants to open a lash studio? Like, and he had this cheap ass product. He didn't know what was going on. And I was like, well, let me just spill all the knowledge on you. And then he made me an offer. So anyway, I was like, where am I going with this? But yeah, when I look back, I'm like, oh my God, I manifested that, not the situation and how it ended up, because it doesn't always end up how we think it's going to, and especially when you don't hold on to like your own values and kind of listen to those red flags that like popped up for me. And so I kind of went with like the fantasy version or whatever of that. And it ended up how it ended up. But I, at the end of the day, I was like, well, I fucking manifested all of that. So like, we'll just see if we can fine tune that.
Yeah, totally. And you know, going back to manifestation, that's been something that's been a big part of my life, like growing up. Once again, going back to my sister, she's the one who like introduced me to the secret when I was like 17 years old, you know?
Yeah, and my sister's the same way.
Heavy into that, you know? I'm like, I think the secret's like everybody's first book. But, you know, after reading it, going through all that, and then just doing like my own research and stuff, and just realizing like how powerful our minds are. And like you said, you manifested that situation because we ask for those lessons without subconsciously asking for them, if that makes sense. You know, we're like, I know I need to learn this lesson, but dang it, do I really want to go through the motions? But you know, it's necessary for your growth. And I think for me, I've always called myself a powerful manifester because I've always like tried to tune into my mind and my heart and really just kind of like what they say, whatever you put out into the universe, it comes back. It's a magnet. And that's how I try to like live my day to day of like, I'm going to manifest the best parking spot today, or I'm going to, you know, manifest another booking today. You know what I mean? So I think manifestation is such a cool thing to have in your back pocket, because it can take you places that, you know, the pessimist won't allow you to go to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you have to be in the mindset of like, I have this strong faith and knowing that it's going to happen and that the things that I need to learn and, you know, experience in my life are meant to come into my universe and my world, you know?
Yes.
So, and I actually just had a vision party like a couple months back. I don't know if you saw that, but I am all big on that, like vision boards and like kind of just sharing the knowledge I already have from all the research and reading I've done when it comes to manifestation and like how all that works, because like I said, it's done so much good in my life. I remember when I did the vision board party, I shared with the girls, I said, you know, I made my vision board, I want to say like a year and almost 2 years ago. And on that vision board, it has a pink makeup studio. And I am now sitting in my pink makeup studio because I manifested that, you know?
Yeah.
The manifestation is just like, it's not, oh, I'm going to think it into the existence. It's about also putting that action, you know?
Yes.
So,
it's the energy in the mind, because you could also, I mean, I feel like a really good example is that people listening probably could relate to. Have you ever had that day or that, like that client that you're like, okay, if like they did, and you're like, I don't really know if I want to see them today. Like, I don't know if I really want to go to work. And then somebody last minute fucking cancels on you and you're like, you just manifested that fucking shit and you're going to get pissed about it. But you were like, also like, I don't know if I want to work today.
Yeah, I know. Trust me. There's been those days I'm just like, oh, but you
you're
know,
like, well, all right. Well, I guess I'll take a lunch break. Okay.
I'll just sleep in for the rest of the day.
Yeah. So I always feel like that happens sometimes at those times where I'm like, did I think about that a little too much today? Is that the energy I was putting out? So it really
The universe knows what you need, you know, it will deliver. I feel like meditation has been something that I've been practicing the last year and a half. Like after I went through my separation, I went through therapy. I went through all of this spiritual awakening I felt in my life where I was like, okay, what is my real purpose? Which is why I am where I am now, where I feel like, okay, my purpose is to serve people. And like I said, whether it be through makeup, education, or mentorship or networking, like I've finally been put in that space and that energy where I'm like, okay, this is what I need to focus on. This is what I'm meant to do. And this is what I'm meant to share with other people. So I'm honestly glad that I had this opportunity, like kind of sit here and have this conversation because I feel like I'm one of those people, like, I feel like I have a lot of stuff I want to talk about. Thoughts out and you're like, I wish I could just talk to somebody who has the same perspective or understands where I'm coming from. So I really appreciate being able to kind of like share my story and my side of things, because I feel like we all have a story to share. You know what I mean?
We do. Mm-hmm.
And we all can inspire each other in some way. And I want to continue to do that. And I feel like what you're doing is so amazing. And I'm just so glad that I'm here and I can be a part of that, because this is the kind of stuff we need in our community of women, especially in the beauty world, like that collaborative mentality versus like competition, you know, like community over competition type of thing. Like, how can we support each other but do it in a way where we're not wreaking havoc in our own personal, like, you know, well-being.
Yeah. Yeah,
I love
you
that.
can give and you can be of service without completely giving yourself up. Like you don't
Yeah.
have to, I don't, I'm this vision of like, I don't know, like the soul like leaving its body. And maybe it's because it's
Yeah.
Halloween time. Like, I don't know why I'm having
Yeah.
this like dramatic
Yes.
vision, but like you do
Yeah.
not have to completely like deplete and drain yourself just to
Yes.
be of service to the world. And
Exactly.
actually, like you are of more service when you are caring for yourself. Because also, that's an
Yes.
example. Like, we're not really responsible for that, but I think it also sets an example for the people that you are working with, the clients that you
Yes.
see, or the people around you and your
Yeah.
family, and then into your community, you know. And
Yeah.
you may not think like anyone notices that you're setting any type of boundaries, but people do notice that. And they'll
Yeah.
be like, I really admire that. Like, you know, maybe I can work on that in my life or something too. And maybe
Yeah.
eventually they'll be inspired too. And I think
Absolutely.
that that just creates this huge ripple effect. And I think in my like
Yes.
fantasy mind, I am like,
Yeah.
women can create a really big impact simply by taking more time for themselves, because then
Yes.
we really do then have the energy to give,
Yes.
to really
To
give
give.
more. Yeah. You
Absolutely.
know, it's so,
Yeah.
yeah, I've so enjoyed this conversation
Yes.
so much. And I was gonna ask, like, what's one thing that you would tell? I'm like, she has shared a million things that she would go back. I was like, I guess summarize, but like, I would love for you to share more about your courses that you do
Okay.
offer.
Yeah. So currently I offer private makeup lessons for just like the average person who wants to like either up their everyday makeup routine or just somebody who wants to kind of refine and learn new techniques, learn about product, and also kind of just have their own personal tutorial for themselves. So I do those quite often just for like individuals, or if they wanted to do like a duo session, I've done like mother and daughter sessions where they come in and they make a whole thing of it and it's super fun. And then I also have my master class that I offer. It's a 5-hour course that I offer for, and that's going to be more for somebody who is really like a makeup enthusiast, somebody who wants to maybe get into the beauty industry, like just kind of put their foot in and kind of see if that's something they want to do. And then I also have like teen makeup classes. So I also offer the individual classes. So teen makeup, mature makeup, if they want to do like learning the master of like foundation matching, contouring. So I kind of can break it all down. So I have different lots of different options on my website. So if they
I love
wanted
that.
to do an individual or a class, there's so many different things. And then I also have a 2-day workshop that I'll do for actual makeup artists that are already in the industry but really want to learn more of the business side, learn how to build a portfolio. So I just kind of break things down for them if they want to really kind of get into the business a little bit more strongly. So
Love that. I have
yeah.
one more thing I'm going to ask, but I did want to
Yes.
say, I wanted to just compliment you on your like the way that you have put yourself out there. We're friends on Facebook and I see like if I work later on Wednesdays, then I'm generally there like into the evening. I don't always have a late Wednesday, but I like your networking group. And that wasn't just for beauty professionals, it was for everyone. And I think that's so cool to start a little something new, and it's a different vibe than like, you know, the normal lunch, because I've been a part of those, you know, the lunch networking, and you get up and you say hello and you do a little spiel. And like, those are great. I've was one a part of a really great group for I don't know, maybe like a couple of years. Like, met tons of people that I still know to this day. But I think that's so cool that you're doing that and doing little
Thank you.
workshops. And I promise that I will get my ass out and be social and content. When I was actually out, like, when we get finished here, I'm going to ask you when the next one is, because like, because it's local, so it's not like, you know, but that way I can come just meet you in person. Are you hosting it at your space?
So the first one that we hosted was at my space, just because it was the first one, I figured it would be a little bit smaller and intimate. And my whole vibe for it was to just not make it so stuffy, like make it seem
Yeah,
like,
just
oh,
casual.
introduce yourself. I wanted everybody to like organically meet each other and, you know, just kind of like say hello. And the girls were, I mean, the girls that showed up were amazing. A lot of them were in the beauty profession. I had tax professionals, I had real estate agents. Like I literally had just a group of amazing women that came from all walks of life. And that's what I want to continue because networking, like I said in the beginning, it's so important. And that's why I wanted to start that here, because I, like I said, I want to make new connections. I want to build a bigger community. And that is my goal with this. So I did start a group on Facebook. It's called Boss Babes in Business. So I will be posting when all the new days are coming that we're going to have. I think we're shooting for one in November. So that's going to be fun. The goal now is to just kind of have like a spotlight host that will host the event at their space. And then we basically would do our mixers there and kind of have like some stuff going on.
Okay, so
we
have one in the works. I have some collab ideas. Okay.
Yes, I'm all about collaborating. So whatever you need me for, I'm your girl. I love it. At the end of the day, I feel like your network is your net worth. You know what I mean? What you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. So if you network with the right people, you're going to build your business in the right way. The
relationships.
Best possible way.
So, yep. Relationships, yeah. People. Yep.
Yeah.
And listen, I got to have the reminder too sometimes. So
yes.
Just exactly. I'm just like saying that for myself. What is one last thing that you would like to share with the listeners today?
If you guys truly, truly inspire to be an entrepreneur or a business owner, don't let fear get in the way. Don't let negative thoughts or, you know, people try to hold you back or tell you can't do it. My best advice is to work in silence, put in the work, and everything else will come like organically for you. You just have to be patient and know that this is not a sprint. It's a race, and you have to like just take every experience as it comes and learn from each one, and don't let anything keep you down for too long, because everything is temporary. So just know if you've had a bad moment, a good one is right around the corner. And if you want to be successful, surround yourself with successful people, and your business will continue to thrive because of that. And just put positivity out into the world, you know, be of service the best way you possibly can without, like you said, depleting yourself. Mm-hmm. So
That's a really beautiful note to take into the rest of your day.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Where can everyone connect with you on social media?
So on social media, I'm at Muddy Souls Vanity Room, all in one. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Feel free to message me. I'm always at your service. If you need any makeup, you know, advice, I'm your girl. So
I love it.
Come check it out.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing just so much today. All of your wisdom.
You.
And I loved it. I'm so glad that we got to do this and connect a little bit more. And
I know. I'm so excited.
Yeah. And we will further too.
Yes.
Because we just in case anyone didn't know, we live in the same place. We live in the same city. So.
We are in the same city.
We're down the street from each other.
Literally, yes. You guys can come see me at my makeup studio anytime. I'm right here. I'm literally off of Battlefield and Campbell, so I'm like pretty central area. So mm-hmm. You'll be able to come visit anytime. So
mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys for listening. I appreciate all your time today.
Thank you for tuning into the Beauty Pro Wellness Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, hit subscribe so you don't miss out on new episodes, leave a review, and share with your friends in the beauty industry. Beauty Pro Wellness Podcast is produced and crafted by Wonder Podcast Productions.